Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The ETP industry, or the exchange traded product industry, increased to a valuation, or at least a size, a capitalization of 205 billion rand, up 24%. Mike Brown, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya Biz. So excited to hear a little bit more about this particular area of the market.
Good evening, Ophelia, and good evening to all your listeners. Yes, the ETF industry, and the ETF industry incorporates exchange traded notes and actively managed certificates and actively managed ETFs. So it's now got different types of products.
Correct.
But they're all products that are listed on the stock exchange. So they're shares that are listed on the stock exchange. Yes. But they give you access to an entire index or portfolio of companies. So you buy one ETF and you now own a whole portfolio of the top 500 companies in the American market, or the top 40 companies on the South African market, or whatever have you. And this industry has continued to expand.
Yes.
For this year as a whole, as you mentioned, it's grown by 25% in a period when the market has actually contracted in terms of the number of listings. And we started the year with 160 ETFs, and we're now up to 235.
Impressive.
These exchange-traded products. So it's really growing quite nicely, and that's a nice success story.
It is. And actually, this last quarter, the SENS announcements of new listings have been quite frequent.
Yep.
It's been quite a busy quarter, hasn't it? And do you have any sense of what that might be driven by?
Well, what happened was back in 2023, so that's a long time ago. I mean, you're a young person, but for me, that's just yesterday. The JSE came up with new listing regulations which said you could actually list an actively managed exchange-traded fund. And up until then, we'd always had exchange-traded products always tracked an index.
Correct.
So an index gave you a portfolio of shares, and you then just replicated the index. Now they said, well, you can actually actively manage a portfolio and list that on the stock exchange. Up until now, if you have an actively managed portfolio, it's always been a unit trust.
Correct.
Or an unlisted product.
Yes.
Now you can actually list an actively managed product on the stock exchange. And that's driven the growth.
I'm with you.
Particularly more recently, the actively managed ETFs, we started the year, I think, with 6. We're now up to 18 at the end of September. Since the end of September, we've had another 5 or 6 listed. So by the end of October, we'll be up at, I think, 23 or 24 actively managed ETFs. So what's happening, the industry is saying, if we're going to offer portfolios to clients, there's a big benefit on having these things listed on a public exchange.
Correct.
And I can explain what those are.
I'm keen to know. Okay. Yes, please.
Well, the advantage of being on a public exchange is you have a central depository and a central registry.
Right.
So if you own a share, that share is registered on the stock exchange in your name.
Mm-hmm.
You're not taking on the risk of somebody who's offering you a product.
Sure.
And so they own the product and you're just buying it from them. A listed security on the JSE is you actually own your share of that security, and the JSE guarantees your ownership. It has an electronic register, it has a custodian system, it has a settlement system.
Yes.
And all of that manages your administration of that product. And it does it very efficiently and extremely low cost relative to your old-fashioned off-the-market, over-the-counter unit trust. I'm not derogating unit trust, but you know, ETFs are just 70 years earlier type of product, you know, they don't go back in history, and and so they're very efficient in doing that. So what we're seeing now is that a lot of managers who would have perhaps offered their products to the market through unit trusts or through segregated portfolios are now coming to list those on the stock exchange.
Mm.
So I think we've got something like close to 30 different asset managers already listing actively managed products on the stock exchange, and that's going to double in the next few years.
I'm certain.
So that's where you're going to see a big growth in the number of products that you've got access to and the number of choices you've got as an investor.
I imagine also for those very asset managers, it as you were saying, it reduces administration costs and efficiencies in a major way. So it's a bit of a win-win plus the liquidity. I'm very curious to know from you, what are some of the more popular ones? I mean, what do you find is where does the demand lie? Is it in a commodities exposure or is it increasingly moving towards actively managed? Or do people kind of like the benchmark huggers?
The actively managed is a big area of new focus, but that's quite new.
Mm.
And so it's still got to track the amount of money that you have in sort of traditional ETFs. A traditional ETF was if somebody says, well, I want to invest in America. I don't know which share to buy. Should I buy Microsoft? Should I buy Amazon? Should I buy NVIDIA? Well, I can buy an index. It gives me access to all of those companies, the Magnificent Seven, the top artificial intelligence, they're all part of an index. So those still dominate the market. So the JSE is quite interesting in that 70%, more than 70%, 75% of the products listed in the JSE give you access to global assets, not South African assets.
Right.
And that's where people are saying, well, I want to perhaps move away from just having purely South African exposure. I want to have global exposure. And doing it through the Standard Johannesburg Stock Exchange is a particularly efficient way of doing it, because the South African Reserve Bank and the South African Revenue Services, and getting those two to agree to anything is great.
Yes.
They've actually said that if you list a product on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, it doesn't impact on your own foreign exchange allowance.
Gotcha.
You only get an allowance of 1 million rand a year. If you buy these products on the exchange, your own personal foreign exchange allowance is not impacted.
Gotcha.
So it's by far the best way of getting people exposure to global assets, whether that's American equities or UK equities or Chinese shares or something like that. And so that's the dominant force in the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and that's not going to go away tomorrow, because I think a lot of people don't want to have purely just exposure to South Africa. They want to have a global,
a diversified portfolio.
Diversified portfolio, 100%.
100%. So I'm very curious about the growth that you've seen. So as I was mentioning at the opening, you know, there are a couple of things that we're concerned about. One of the things that you mentioned, the shrinking of listings, the two-part withdrawals. We had a conversation yesterday with one of our markets update team contributors about the fact that in the last quarter or so, flows to sort of mid-sized emerging markets, global flows, have kind of reduced quite significantly and are quite limited. And then my question becomes, can I consider the excellent growth that we've seen in ETFs an offsetting perspective, or is it possible that perhaps let me say this. I know there's more than half of that increase is a growth in actual new capital flows. Is that coming from retirement funds that are allocating to you, or is that fresh money in the market?
Well, an ETF is an open-ended product, so it's not like a normal company. You list your company and you have a fixed amount of capital. If you want to raise more capital, you've got to have a rights issue. So all the shareholders have to approve it and they have to ballot it and so on. So it takes you about 9 months to get approval to raise new capital. An ETP, an exchange-traded product, can raise capital each and every single day.
Correct.
It's open-ended. So if there's money that's coming in and that wants to buy a product and there's not sufficient shares on the stock exchange to meet that demand,
it simply
the issuer of the ETP can then issue new securities. So it's very close to 25 billion rand has been raised just by the ETP industry in new capital this year.
Yes.
The rest of the stock exchange has actually seen a reduction in capital.
Right.
There's been more delistings than new listings. Okay, there's some new listings on the horizon.
Yes.
But often those are just spin-offs, pick and pay listing, Boxer and things like that. But I think it's filling the gap where the JSE is not attracting new capital in terms of its normal old-fashioned corporate single companies.
Yes.
It's attracting new capital in the forms of exchange-traded products. And the JSE, I think, is realizing this, and they're now putting more resources and more efforts into promoting this part of the industry. But what it does show is that people do want to invest in South African assets or through South African mechanisms, but you've just got to give them the product they want.
Yes.
And I think that's what ETPs are. I think they're giving people what they want, what they need.
But just to be clear, I just want to understand, is that a fresh allocation as a new money in the market, or is it a reallocation from, say, SEGIs or segregated mandates?
We don't have sufficient research to find out where the money's coming, but it has to be new money.
Okay.
You've got to actually come along with cash. You can't buy a share on the stock exchange without giving them cash.
Correct.
You know, you can't sort of move from one asset to another. It has to go through your bank account for money laundering and grey listing purposes. So it is new cash. Where's it coming out of? A fair amount of it is coming out of the institutional business, but the amazing thing about exchange traded products is how much mom-and-pop businesses there. How many retail investors go and buy ETFs?
Yes. What are the barriers to that entry?
The real barrier to the entry is that you have to buy your securities on the stock exchange through a stockbroker.
Yes, okay.
Now, that's always been a bit of a barrier, because most brokers just say, unless you've got a couple of million rand, they don't want to even talk to you, you know, unless you take them to lunch and stuff like that. And you've still got to have a couple of million rand. But in the ETP industry, you don't need that size capital. Yes. And there are a series of platforms.
Right.
Easy Equities is a well-known one. The other one that's well-known is the Investor Hub, which Kaya, we had a day of Investor Day a few months ago where we talked about the Investor Hub. Now, you can come and buy any ETP on the stock exchange, and there's 235 of them on the Investor Hub for 300 Rand.
Okay. So
the only investment you need to make is 300 Rand, or 300 Rand a month if you want to do it. Or if you want to put a couple of million, you can do that as well. But these are automated platforms.
Mm.
The only way you can have small investors coming to the market is by having platforms that are completely automated and they mechanized and all the rest and so on. So these, so what it's doing is it's also developing access to investments than the past you never had. Unless you're really wealthy, you couldn't open a stockbroking account or your dad or your mom was a stockbroker. Now that's stopped. Now anybody can come along, invest money in a tax-free account or small discretionary account through ETPs. And I think I like the word democratization. Yes. I mean, that's a nice South African word, but that's what it's all about.
Right. Well, that is very exciting. Mike, I do enjoy this particular report. It is encouraging in a space where that seems as though if, for example, Treasury had to say, or the FSCA had to say tomorrow, well, actually, you can increase your offshore in a pension fund to, you know, 60%. I think many South Africans would choose that. And it's really great to know that there's a way to retain some of that on the actual JSE and retain its relevance. So, excellent. The ETFSA has released, it's the September 2024 industry growth data that we're speaking about on this particular one. You were going to say?
I was going to say, yes. Okay, well, if you are a pension fund and you want to invest offshore, you can still invest through ETFs, whether they're listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange or whether they're listed abroad. So I think a lot of pension fund money is starting to go into exchange-traded products because it's just a simple way of being able to get exposure to different asset classes.
Right.
And you've got to explain your investment strategies to boards of trustees. Mm. You're often not professional investors.
Yeah.
So I think the exchange-traded product industry, as it's done globally, will start making big inroads into retirement fund money in South Africa. And that's when the growth will really happen.
100%.
Because you and I can invest a couple of grand a month.
Yes.
But that's not a big pension fund coming
like
along and putting billions into it.
Exactly.
So the big advantage of exchange-traded products is they're accessible to any type of investor, institutional retirement funds, individual investors, and to professional investors. We won't go there, but a lot of day traders will just trade an index rather than trade an individual share because there's less risk in an index. Because an index gives you much lower risk and it's manages a lot of your betas and your standard deviations, all that sort of thing. So even for a professional investor, so this is the way to go. Doesn't mean the old-fashioned industry is going to disappear overnight because there's lots of old-fashioned asset managers and financial advisors out there. But it's a nice new avenue to explore. And at ETFSA, we do ongoing research. Every month, every quarter, we talk about the industry and we keep the statistics for the industry. And it's exciting because it's growing all the time. If it wasn't growing all the time, I'd probably not do the reports. But it's great because there is a development happening all the time.
An exciting time indeed. Mike Brown, the CEO of ETFSA, thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Biz.
Thank you, Rafael. We appreciate
it. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.